Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of themasteryproject.com and yourtransformationhub.com. And today, this is episode 30, and we're going to get into the five whys to visit Stonehenge. Now, for many people, Stonehenge is pretty famous, quite well known, and perhaps one of the best known stone circles in the world. So what does it represent? Number one, well, if you want to visit Stonehenge, it's on the A303. It's in the wild, wild west of England, and it's about 20 miles from the town of Marlborough. Now, one of the most important things to say is whether you're a scientist, a pagan, someone who purely wants to go there and feel and have a look-see, then Stonehenge is on one of the most important energy lines in the UK, and that energy line is called the Michael and Mary line. Now, what does that represent? Well, Michael is the masculine portion of the line and Mary the feminine. And so you can imagine that Stonehenge is kind of like, what can we say, like the emperor in the tarot cards. It's a big masculine energy vortex. Now, it complements a lesser known stone circle, which is about 17 miles away, called Avebury. Now, it's well worth a visit. Please go if you can, because Avebury is the consort. It is the empress to Stonehenge's emperor. So very, very well worth a visit. So Stonehenge is the male portion of the energy line and is aligned and amplifies the masculine. So what do I mean by masculine? Well, doesn't matter whether you're a girl or a boy, it's not about gender. Masculine essentially means your capacity to do, your capacity to focus your energy, your capacity to take action, to make decisions, to be in productivity, and also the qualities, for example, of taking responsibility, being in clarity, and being able to focus your energy and your heart-mind alignment. So going to Stonehenge is, of course, going to start building the healing or rebalancing of your masculine part. So if you do have issues where you're going, oh, I can't see the wood for the trees in my life, then a day out to Stonehenge can actually be incredibly helpful to see your path forward and to focus and to find a kind of lightning strike, if you will, into the clarity that you might need if you haven't been that proactive about what you truly love to do. Okay, so number two, well, not only is it going to help you with doing what you truly feel is meaningful and purposeful in your life, it also helps balance doing and being. Now, if you know you're a high creative, for example, someone who has a lot of fantastic ideas, but you might find it a little bit difficult to ground those ideas, or you feel that you've been perhaps overthinking it, then Stonehenge can really help with boots on the ground, if it were, with your masculine energy. So what it does is, if you can be in the particular projects, be, you know, contemplating what they are, then you can walk around Stonehenge and ask that those particular dreams, wishes and hopes be practicalized or be grounded or come into your awareness in a proactive way. So what do you need to do in order to kick those particular things off in your life and to get going and to build some momentum? Now, whenever you sit on an energy line without a stone circle, you're always going to be empowering what that line represents. All right, now, if it's a masculine energy line, you're going to be empowering your doing. So if we look at that little equation there, then if we've got energy line plus stone circle, we're going to get an increase in the focus and empowerment of what that line represents. So Stonehenge is going to be your power doubled, if you wish, in doing. Now, before everyone dashes off and queues to the bus and goes, just remember that Godhead energy, all that is, the spiritual absolute of our world, whatever you want to call it, be it spiritual, religious, or energetic, the masculine doesn't do it for you, all right? The energy of all that is wants to help you create because you are part of it and it is part of you. But with the masculine, you've still got to make the call and take the choices yourself. So Stonehenge helps you with that particular process. It helps you with that doing and being alignment. So if you know your resistance is in that you don't want to do stuff, all right, then you can actually go there and say, I am aligning with the perfect acceleration, the perfect understandings, the perfect way forward, and then feel all of those aspects coming into your own being. And you might not get anything major or, you know, incredible in 5 seconds, but Stonehenge has a very accumulative as well as breakthrough energy, depending on what cycle you're in within yourself. So if you go there with some clear intentions, then you'll amplify them. And if you go there with a sense of absent direction, i.e., you know, you really don't know where you're going, then it's going to help you balance not only what you want to create, but the actions required to make that come to pass. All right. So number two is doing and being, and acknowledging that doing, of course, and grounding and getting practical and applying is 50% of your energy. And of course, the creative project, the dream, the hope, the wish is the other 50%. And so if you've got that, then of course, your next step is to understand how to apply and how to ground what you truly want into the material experience. Okay, number three. Now, for some people, when they visit Stonehenge, they get really super uplifted, all right? Now, this is part of the nature of the accelerative process of the masculine. So often when we feel quite enlivened, then it's our masculine component sort of getting called to action, if you will. Now, that is wonderful, and it's a vital part of our life. But it is also something that we do need to realise. We can get a bit whizzy, we can get a little bit ungrounded sometimes and have a million different ways that we want to approach things. But perhaps we do need to quieten down and also digest that acceleration. So, yep, Stonehenge can definitely sort of wake up that potentiality and possibility and how it can translate into our material lives. But we've got to remember that we still have to build not 1,000 steps in the future somewhere, but to be able to build the next step now. So I always recommend to people when you go to Stonehenge, there's two components. One is definitely the acceleration of your wishes, hopes and dreams to ground what you want. But there's also spending that vital and precious connection in understanding what your next step is. Not 1,000 steps over there, your next step that you're going to undertake and promise to yourself. Alrighty. Okay, number four. Stonehenge is a wonderful place for focus. Now, if you find it hard to focus your energy, then it's excellent if you can go to this masculine vortex, to this vortex of grounding, application, focus, and commitment. And again, be in alignment with that to amplify that particular state of being within yourself. So again, it's that power doubled concept. Now, it doesn't mean that Stonehenge is necessarily going to tell you what to do. But what it can be is incredibly effective if you can visualize, and you're into sort of creative visualization. You can combine the mental aspects of visualizing what you want with the empowering energy of that being applied and coming into the physical realm. So practically and physically experiencing what you want. So yes, it is very supportive for that particular application. It also sort of unlocks, if you will, the willingness to apply ground and to actually get motivated to back what you truly want with effort and with practical application. So all of that particular element of wanting to do it, but also gaining and fueling that intention and commitment is very supportive to walk around the stones, contemplating, repeating, visualizing what you want, and also making elegant, but not forcing self, but definitely using phrases like, I am aligning with my commitment to grounding XYZ, whatever it may be for yourself. I am aligning in perfect ways with clarity to understand my next step. These type of phrases, or visualizing how you want to be, how you want to feel, and the benefits and the upliftment of actually physically experiencing what you truly want. Okay, so the last point today, if you do find it a little bit tough on the motivation side, then Stonehenge can definitely be a curated, shall we say, wake-up call for people who actually would like a little bit of an injection of energy to actually wake up to the great potentiality in their lives. So if you've been a little bit apathetic, you've been lacking the momentum or the sensation of going, ha, you know, I'm really with it now, I'm in alignment and I want to do something about it, then Stonehenge can really help with that, because the whole energy is about grounding the intentions and the immaterial into the doing and the creating and the benefits. Now, of course, it's not to sort of charge headlong into results and results only, but it is very much to recognise that Stonehenge will, in a way, have a purifying influence. So it's going to say, hey, you, with your boots on the ground, if you've been resisting this, you might get images of what you're resisting. You can ask to see what's standing in my way. How am I getting in my own way while I'm trying to create? So let's stop trying and let's start applying and grounding. So Stonehenge can really purify, it can clarify, and it can also give us a bit of a check on self-discipline and self-balance. So some of those particular topics aren't necessarily that popular, but there's a big difference. And I think Stonehenge is fantastic at highlighting the difference between, yes, we can do a lot of things that we like, but if we're really, truly honest inside, what we like sometimes is just a habitual avoidance or something that we do to make ourselves feel good while we're avoiding what would truly be beneficial, self-loving and supportive. So the key with Stonehenge is it's going to help you get out of your own way if you can honestly acknowledge when you're there and ask for help about what is the resistance to what you actually want to achieve. Now, sometimes it's simple. It's just you don't feel you're good enough, you're not worthy, it's too complicated. So again, you can move into the circle and ask for the perfect clarity on your next step and ask for the courage, the self-discipline, and the ability to align your heart and mind. So to know that your creative process is, of course, your intentions, your heartfelt feelings about what you want, plus the capacity and ability to apply and to give yourself a break, because we all often have issues with perfectionism or with criticizing our efforts or just being apathetic because we don't believe we're worth it. So Stonehenge can definitely help us burst through and break through and move through those particular resistances. Okay, well, I'm Alexandria and this is The Making of You, and I really hope that this particular episode inspires you to visit Stonehenge if you can. And just remember, if you can't, then you can go there in your own heart centre, all right, if you can't make it physically. Okay, it's been my pleasure today. Thank you very much for joining me. Look forward to seeing you at episode 31. Thank you very much.